Recorded Books and One Click Digital present A Love Like Ours by Becky Wade, narrated by Kate Turnbull. Prologue. 12-year-old Jake Porter never felt 100% right unless Lindy James was beside him. She was his sidekick, or maybe he was hers. She was the one with the flair and the imagination. He was the one with the even temper and the sense. They were a pair. Jake stood at the edge of the pond watching Lindy try to skip a stone. Without bouncing even once, her rock dropped straight into the afternoon sunshine sparkling on the top of the water. Another dud, her fifth dud in a row. "Well, shoot," Lindy muttered. Standing halfway up to her knees in the pond, she bent over to look for another rock. "Hold still, I'll get one for you." He didn't want her cutting her foot on a piece of glass or a sharp stone. Jake put his boots on just about as soon as he got up in the mornings. But Lindy only wore shoes when her mom made her. He sort of wished her mom made her more often. He handed her the two smoothest, flattest rocks he could find. Lindy was 10. For a girl who could do almost anything else, she was getting kind of old not to be able to skip a stone. Jake's brother Ty approached them. "Still can't skip one, Lindy?" He grabbed a rock and showed her how to use her wrist. "Like this, see?" Jake frowned at his brother, irritated. Ty was only 15 months older than Jake, but he acted like he knew everything. It annoyed Jake sometimes to be the youngest of the three Porter brothers. He was only older than his sister Drew, which didn't even count. She was just 2 years old. Ty sent his rock flying, and it bounced off the water 4 times, leaving circles. Ty had always loved for people to watch him do stuff, so he picked up another rock and did it all over again. "See that? Lindy doesn't need your help." Jake had already shown her how to skip a rock lots of times. "She just needs practice." Ty looked at Lindy and lifted one eyebrow. "I skipped one 20 times once." Lindy's eyes rounded. Anger shot through Jake. "No, you didn't. The most I've ever seen you do is 6. That one time at the Miller's house?" "No." Ty shrugged and pushed sweat off his forehead with his wrist. "I'm getting hot." Now that the spring weather had turned warm, the Porter brothers and Lindy spent their weekends riding horses, exploring, and seeing what kind of orneriness they could get themselves into when their parents weren't paying attention. "I'm going to jump in," Ty said. "You're not..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?